Today, Al Gore harshly criticized President Bush's push for war against Iraq. In his first major speech on Iraq, the former Democratic presidential candidate said the Bush administration has embarked on a dangerous course.
I am deeply concerned that the course of action that we are presently embarking upon with respect to Iraq has the potential to seriously damage our ability to win the war against terrorism and to weaken our ability to lead the world in this new century.
Al Gore speaking today at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco.
Political writer Carla Marinucci of the San Francisco Chronicle was at the Commonwealth Club today and joins us. It sounds as though Vice President Gore has drawn a line and taken a very strong stand against President Bush on Iraq.
Yes, Robert. Vice President Gore delivered probably what is one of the most forceful Democratic denunciations to date of President Bush's policy of preemptive action in Iraq. His speech delivered point by point his arguments as to why the United States first needs to look very seriously at any kind of implementation of war in Iraq, and then we need to look at the implications for generations of Americans, he said, should America pursue a policy of a preemptive action in Iraq.
What was the sense of this speech? Did you think you were hearing somebody who is about to announce that he's running for president in 2004?
Well, in fact, he was asked that question. He said it was not a campaign speech. He was asked whether he was making a departure from other Democrats in being so forceful. He said he didn't really care. This is what he believed. But he was greeted by an enthusiastic, if not adoring, crowd. This is San Francisco, one of the most Democratic cities. He was greeted with an impromptu chorus of Hail to the Chief when he walked in. And several cries of, why aren't you in the White House? What's he doing there? And Gore waved them off and said, oh, come on. But he was asked at one point, if you were president, how would you have handled the situation? And several in the audience yelled out, he was elected president. And it went on like that.
Now, was Gore's line throughout this that the way the war against terrorism is being managed is right and he's on board with that? It's Iraq that is the distraction? Or was he critical as well of the campaign against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban?
He said that should be our primary focus. And he felt that Bush, in fact, in Afghanistan has let the ball drop. But then his criticism of the president's preemptive policy in Iraq is really where the heart of his whole speech was. He said that we need to look at the relationships in Iraq. We need to, first of all, establish a coalition. We cannot go this alone. And if we do, American taxpayers will be asked to shoulder hundreds of billions of dollars in costs on this. He was very, very tough on Bush on a number of issues and said that this policy, if it is continued, could result in a string of military engagements against other countries, and that is something that the American people and Congress have to consider.
Carla Marinucci, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Political writer Carla Marinucci of the San Francisco Chronicle.